The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, another approach to investing, tactical. Yep, then we'll get right into that. And of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. You'll turn on your dial, 100.7 WHUD at 6 a.m. and you're going to find me every Sunday, I promise you. And if you're driving around here at 6 in the morning, early Sunday morning, chances are you're probably an essential worker. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. And of course, stay tuned for the Casey Show up next, the health and happiness. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. for the next hour, again, right here, we're going to try and make you healthy, wealthy, wise. Let's get right into tactical. What is tactical? Okay, or surgical, or okay. So let's put it this way. Let's give a little bit of background, give it some context of how tactical investing works, how it came about. So, you know, most mutual funds, you have stock mutual funds. Well, if you've read a prospectus, and I don't think you want to be doing that on a Sunday morning reading mutual fund prospectuses, but I'll help you out there. If you read a stock mutual fund investment prospectus, and it's about 180 pages long, you'll find in there somewhere about what percent they could be in stocks and what percent they could be in cash. Well, as it turns out, by prospectus, most stock funds are 95% invested in stocks. Okay, Ken, that's not so insightful. I get that. It's a stock fund. Why wouldn't it be? Well, there's times you don't want to be in stocks, right? You're shaking your head. Okay. You may want to go to cash. But here's the problem we have with most stock funds. You have money managers, and I know a lot of them. I've been in this business for 33 years. So either they're colleagues, I've met them at conferences, we stay in touch through Twitter. You know, many of these same money managers that have to be 95% in stocks prefer not to be. They'd rather maybe put 20% in cash and kind of ride out a difficult time in the market with inflation. But here we are, and it's really kind of amazing with all the different choices of funds that most of the money gets plowed into stock funds. I know it's long term, and I know everything can bounce back, but we're really handcuffing the money managers, who I know very well, who are now living by this prospectus that says 95% of what you has to be in stocks. And like, oh, okay, so inflation's rising, the market's going haywire, and they have to stay fully invested. Now, there are different Morningstar categories, as you know, different categories to invest in mutual funds. And by the way, I'm not at any time advocating or recommending any stock. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. We're just trying to get some conceptual framework here to help you, again, educate you today, get you some insight. This is just a starting point, and you can do your own homework on tactical investing. So the Morningstar categories, you know, they could be gold. You can invest in oil. You can invest in international funds, large cap growth. You can invest in just technology. There's so many choices. And by the way, there's so many ETF choices, exchange traded funds. The reason why I say that, one of the Morningstar categories that we're going to really drill home on is that of tactical investing. So tactical means, if you look at the prospectus, it's flexible. That money manager, he or she, could be 100% in stocks. Okay. Could be zero in stocks. Okay. Better yet. Especially if you have some headwinds, you probably want the money manager to have the flexibility to go 100% in cash if need be. And we'll talk about March 2020 pandemic and how that worked around tactical investing. So you're giving the money manager a lot more opportunities. Again, they could get it wrong. Their timing could be off. I get that. But the attempt is that there are times you have a tailwind, you want to stay mostly invested. Remember 2021, the summer, oh my gosh, every day setting records. I sound like a broken record given the market report on WHUD because every day we're setting a record. And you had a nice tailwind, maybe you want to be close to 100% of stocks when you have a nice trend going higher. And conversely, when the market is Yes, you probably want to get allow that money manager to go to cash. So we think that's really important distinction of tactical funds versus regular funds. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Real Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I heard Sunday morning in Westchester in Hudson Valley right here, 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, another approach to investing tactical. So we were kind of laying out the framework in this first segment here this morning that there's nothing wrong with stock funds. I'm not here putting them down, but I'm just trying to contrast. So you know at home the reason why you've been taking a lot of lumps perhaps in the accounts, 401k plans or 403b plans or your own type of investments. It is a very difficult market environment. We get that. But the approach just to have stock funds and then handcuff these money managers 95% into stocks because they have to follow prospectus. Otherwise, it's a no-no not to follow the prospectus. Legally, it's a no-no not to follow prospectus. We're talking about an area. Now, some people say, wait, what about asset allocation funds? Well, asset allocation funds are kind of interesting. But, you know, typically they stay static. Static means they stay at 20% stocks, 40% bonds, 40% cash, or 40% stocks, 40% bonds, 20% cash. They kind of stay static. Tactical, they move around a little bit with the markets. Now, there's a lot of inputs. There's a lot of different type of tactical mutual funds that are out there. Anytime you look at a mutual fund, you probably should go to the source, and that is a Morningstar. Morningstar has been around, I don't know, 50, 60 years, and they rank funds five-star rated all the way down to one-star rating. As I said earlier, though, remember, any of the concepts we speak about here today, and by the way, there's very few of us that are doing these programs lately because of compliance and all kinds of mayhem that causes and disclaimers and so forth, that actually do programs like this anymore, to tell you the truth. I do it because I think it's a service, I think it's important, and I'll deal with the compliance in my own way. But I can't tell you exactly to invest in tactical investing. I can't tell you which funds to invest in tactical investing. It's a starting point. But I think already so far, unwinding what is the mutual fund industry, where 95% of the stock funds are invested in stocks and about 90% of the funds that are out there invest this way, we should look at some other alternatives to maybe smooth out volatility. Maybe they get a good handle and get into cash right before the market declines. They also could mistime it. That's possible. But the attempt of tactical management, unlike asset allocation, which is static, unlike the stock funds that are 95% of stocks, is to maneuver around as best they can on behalf of the shareholders. Of course, if you're not happy with the returns at some point, you just say I'm on to something else. But we can get back after the break. We're going to peel this onion a little bit more about tactical investing, because I think with all this extra volatility, it's going to become more and more popular. And you're going to say, I heard it first here on WHUD. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, another approach to investing, tactical. Right before the break, we started laying that out and can really help investors as a starting point. Today's conversation is a starting point for you to explore and get into it. Now, you just heard from my friend Mike Bennett. Oh, gosh, he's so much fun. Again, I love listening to him on the radio. He's become a friend over time. Well, he just offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Well, because I asked him to, okay? He read it. He liked it. Most people that do get the book for free. Again, free. What's free these days? Like the book. For the first 20 callers, early bird gets the worm. We'll get that book for free this morning, 845-371-0101. I'll let you get a crayon, a piece of paper, 845-371-0101. 877-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes we tackle retirement planning. Here we're tackling tactical investing, which is actually in one of the chapter seven, I think. Everything from insurance, everything from taxes, all in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Somewhat of a semi-autobiography. My father, unfortunately, he's not here with us anymore. Local 38 worker. He had a pension. He had an annuity. Vision, dental, you name it, he had it. We may not have that father's retirement, mom's retirement, grandma and grandpa, but in the chapters, we try to build along of what we can do to replace that. So, and once you get this book for free, here we go, 845-371-0101. And if you're driving along, two hands on the wheel, keep it safe, get back home. On your favorite website, WHD, right? You click your favorite and WHD.com comes up first, and I know that. And you can get the book right here on the lower right-hand side. That's WHD.com. And that's for your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Of course, I'll be with you here every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around, I'm sorry, I've been fighting off a cold here. So anyway, driving along here, chances are you're an essential worker. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And stay tuned for the Casey Show up next. The Health and Happiness Show comes up at 6:30. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I'm going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, you got it. Around 8:25, right after the traffic, on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. Then around 6:15 on the way home on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, you know that Southern accent, Mahoney Asset Management, he'll give you the national news. He'll break down the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did. Also, the local business news. Hudson Valley's had a lot of news lately with companies, a lot of good things happening here in Hudson Valley, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. So we kind of are here Monday through Friday, giving the market reports in the morning, drive time home. Saturday, we take a break, and of course, Sunday mornings, you'll find us right here presenting a GPS for your finances. And all this information, had a couple of TV segments this week. I was quoting a couple of publications like Barron's and Wall Street Journal. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. And when you get to the website, MahoneyGPS.com, these radio shows are archived, TV segments, articles for education. It's all consolidated. Everything we think of, everything we try to do to give you an edge is all right there on Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, MahoneyGPS.com. And of course, I'm here with you Sunday morning, thanks in part to Randy Turner, the engineer extraordinaire, who helps this program for what it is. Thank you, Randy, for that. So, you know, right before the break, we're talking about tactical investing. That's today's topic. And we're kind of saying, gee, we flip through the prospectuses, and many of us don't have time to do that, but I can tell you that a stock fund typically will have 95% of its holdings in stocks. Great. But tactical by prospectus allows that money manager, he or she, to go stocks, bonds, cash, based on the market environment. And I like that approach a lot better. They're not going to get it right every time, but they're not going to be handcuffed either with all kinds of crazy volatility to be the master to the prospectus. In fact, these money managers should be, you're their master. You know, it's like they're investing, they're, you know, and doing the research they're doing to try to help you build your retirement, build your future, not, you know, look at the prospectus every day and see if we're complying with prospectus. So we said before the break also that only probably about 2% of the mutual funds out there are in this category, but I think they're getting more and more popular because, again, we're finding out that a lot of these money managers are handcuffed during some extreme volatility and they can't go to cash. Now, here's a great example of what happened. March 2020, remember the pandemic. It started and it popped up in Iran, Milan, Wuhan, China. We were all like, what the heck's going on? Again, I can't even go through the scores of people who are now missed, some family member, friends, family members, clients who we've lost during this, again, unbelievable treacherous time. But I will just try to keep around the financials for this morning and as we're still trying to figure all this out. But March 2020, ironically, January and February coming in 2020, the markets were setting records. In fact, record after record after record, market was pretty hot. And all of a sudden, early March, we got this, what's this virus? What are you talking about? Shutting down the global economy, shutting down global trade, the uncertainty around it. We went from the Dow Jones 29,000 down to 18,000 in about 3 weeks. It's the fastest it's ever happened. Okay, 29,000 down to 18,000. March 23rd was the low. Now, we didn't know that at the time. But it's an 11,000 point drop in 3 weeks. Now, all stock funds then, if you do the math on it, were down about 20-25% in about 3 weeks, unless you really acted very quickly. I'm not saying tactical is the band-aid that's going to cure all. That is not the case. But having a tactical manager during this time would have been very appropriate for them to say, let me sell now, ask questions later. Or let me put 20% of bonds and take 30% of the stocks into cash. Or whatever the maneuver was, that's what I believe you want. You don't want to sit there in a fund and watch it go down, 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 down. And then you panic and sell. And I don't blame you for panicking with what happened in March 2020. Because, again, now we're all looking at hindsight. But at that time, we didn't know where this was going. We had no idea where this is going. So, but I do think the approach for the next crisis, and there will be another crisis, unfortunately, that's how we go. We go from normal times, calm waters, a calm lake, to very, very rocky lakes. And I think the next time that comes about, you may want to have some things in your portfolio, either a hedge, tactical investment, or something that protects you from 11,000 point declines. Yeesh. Okay. So we'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, another approach to investing, a tactical approach. And we'll get there in just a minute, but I want to offer my book, well, Mike Bennett just did, thankfully, Not Your Father's Retirement. For the first 20 callers, I know you can do it. It sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets this book for free as a paperback, as an ebook, however you want it. You call our office now at 845-371-0101. And for those who have been tuning in all these Sundays in a row and you haven't called, get our free book. It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So that's 845-371-0101. 0101. I'll give that phone number out in just a second. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel, come home to WHUD.com, your favorite place anyway, on the internet. And on the lower right hand side, you can get the book there as well. So here it is, that number one last time to get your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Now, of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. If you're driving around these early wee hours Sunday morning, chances are you may be a central worker from one shift to another shift. Thank you for all you do. Now stay tuned for the Casey Show up next, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Market Report every morning around 8:25, right after the traffic. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'll let you start the day of trading, what's going on in the markets, hopefully give you some insights before the market begins. And of course, that's on the famous Mike and Casey Show. Then on the Andy Bales Show around 6:15 on the way home, you hear Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. You know that southern charm and accent that he has. Well, again, he'll give you the national business news, what the indexes did, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, or what they didn't do, the local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. And of course, all this information, my TV appearances, radio archives, newsletters, I'm going to talk about in a second, all of these can be found at MahoneyGPS.com. I put a newsletter out, a free newsletter every Tuesday evening, unless there's a holiday, and that's for free. You can just go to our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Again, we don't send you five newsletters in a day and drive you crazy, just once a week. I say that because as a customer, and I live here too, you sign up for something, next thing you get six emails in a day. It's like, leave me alone. I put it out once a week, consolidate all the information that's happening, kind of red light, yellow light, green light with the markets, bring in a whole bunch of other, again, I hope to think good commentary, pretty easy to read. I get it down to one page. So I encourage you to go to MahoneyGPS.com and sign up for the newsletter. So right before the break, again, we're talking about tactical investing. Tactical investing means that money manager could be in stocks, bonds, cash. I gave the very crazy example of March 2020, the pandemic starts. The Dow goes from 29,000 all the way down to 18,000, 11,000 point drop. And I remember doing the market report for WHD those mornings. And seriously, there's some days we were down over 2,000 points to the Dow Jones in a single day, the rapid the way it came. Now, you can't always be watching your portfolio. You can't always make changes. And you probably don't even have all the credentials to make those moves. And why I'm telling you to start looking into these tactical investment type of mutual funds that are not going to get old, right? They didn't step out in cash right before this whole thing started in March 2020. But you know what? They can move around, maneuver, and not just take it on the chin 2,000 point days, day after day after day. Well, we have to stay 95% in cash and just buying hope. And, you know, this market's always come back. No, try to find some type of errors. And here's where I really want to drill home with you here, if you don't mind. What I find is very interesting. There's something called trim tabs. Now, trim tabs, they go through and they show the amount of money going into stocks or coming out of stocks based on what's happening in the market. So back before March 2020, it's called February 2020, tens of billions of dollars were going into the stock market with a Dow around 29,000. And we see that with trim tabs. People are excited. Market's setting record. A month later, March 23rd, 2020, the Dow Jones is at 18,000, an 11,000 point drop. And you guessed it, tens of billions of dollars coming out of stocks each and every single day, practically. So wait, let's go back again. I thought mom told me and told you, your mom told you, buy low, sell high. That's buying high when the market's setting records, tens of billions of dollars going in. And selling low. But I get it. The reason why that happens, again, there's human emotion. We can look at any fund and be like, oh, last 5 years was up 25% a year. That's great. Yeah, but can you stomach the volatility to get you a 25% return when it's up 50% at one point, then it's down 50% at one point? And so what I'm trying to drive at here is that the non-tactical managers, non-tactical mutual funds, your stock funds, took it on the chin. And then you're looking online. Again, we used to look at our statements once a year, once every 3 months, once a month. Now we look at it every day. And you see these declines. And the volatility of these stock funds make you want to just go click and be over and go to cash. And that's what happens because I see that in the trim tabs report, especially that of March 2020. And I think one way to reverse that for a smoother ride, less volatility, and that you'll stay in it longer and not get out at the wrong time of those March 2020 pukes is using some in your portfolio of tactical investing where the money manager will run for the hills or run the bonds or get out of the harm's way. Remember, the market's old adage is market goes up by way of escalator, comes down by the way of elevator. So escalator up, statement looks good, and this nice statement looks good. Oh, my June statement looks good. Oh, my September looks good. And then when it hits the fan, and it does, I just don't know when, but it does every few years, and we take the elevator ride down, we knock off what? 6 months, a year and a half, 2 years worth of gains. You know the cycle I'm talking about. You've seen it in retirement accounts. I think one of the ways to do that is that when we do have great profits, market setting records, maybe do the opposite with trim tabs is and take some money off the table when markets are doing well. You know, put a piece out. That's a great strategy. Or consider this area of tactical investing where the money manager, hopefully he or she, will navigate around this a little bit more and not get the full brunt of a March 2020 collapse, as an example, and then have it a little bit more safer for you so you stay longer term and, you know, enjoy the benefits of that. So, gosh, there's a lot to do here. I've given you a homework assignment to look into tactical investing. You can ask any question you want at MahoneyGPS.com. You can call our office at 845-371-0101 if you want more information. Otherwise, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.